Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, excited and grateful that I'm back here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Family, God is truly an amazing God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Family, as always, I pray that you all are doing extremely well and that you are excited, in position, and always being ready to press forward by faith. Why? Because God is always with you. He'll always be with you, and he will always have you covered. So let's go, family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, as always, I'm going to open up in prayer. I'm going to open up in prayer, and we are going to press forward by faith. Hallelujah. We're going to press forward by faith. It's the 1483rd episode here on Purpose Kingdom Network. God is really doing a great work here on Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'm excited and grateful to be a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network family. Shout out to all my Purpose Kingdom Network family, all of God's messengers. Shout out to all of my Philadelphia family. Shout out to all of my Chicago family. Man, shout out to all my family all over the world. We all are family because we are all God's children. Amen. Family, listen, it's the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children unto him. And I'm excited because there is a word from the Lord for you tonight to press forward with by faith. And so with that being said, family, I'm going to go ahead and open up with prayer, and we are going to jump right into God's word tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We honor you. We praise you. We give you glory. We magnify you. We worship you. We adore you, God. We thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for all the things you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We thank you that you are with us. We thank you, Lord, that you are always with us and that at all times you have us covered. You keep us safe. You supply our every needs. You lead us in the right direction. You work everything out for our good. Father, we thank you that you are a very present help at all times. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. You are God. You're in control. You sit high and you look low. You reign supreme. And we say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your amazing love, your love that is unconditional, your love that is unfailing, your love that is never ending, your amazing love. You loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You sent him not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. And so we come into agreement tonight, and we decree and declare that you have your way, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Holy Spirit. Speak through me, speak for me. Take control in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this word that you have given, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing to your children, that they install it, live by it, and share it with others. We are coming together tonight to give you the glory, God. We are coming together tonight, hey, to press forward by faith. And it is so. In Jesus' name, we bind every distraction. Everything that is not like you, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus so that we can receive your word and press forward victoriously. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise right where you are. Listen, family, we may not be in the same place physically, but there is no distance in the spirit. And so we can come into agreement by faith tonight. We can give God praise. We can give God all the glory. We can receive the word from the Lord tonight confidently and press forward boldly, pressing forward by faith, knowing that with God, we never lose, we never fail, but we always win. Hallelujah, knowing that every time we lift up the name of Jesus, all others around us are drawn closer to him. Give God some praise tonight. And so, family, let's get right into it. I'm continuing in the new series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. Things That Contaminate Your Faith. And so, family, our foundational scripture is Romans chapter 1 and verses 16 and 17 in the King James Version. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 in the King James Version. These are our foundational verses for this series. And the word of the Lord says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Hallelujah. Let me read it one more time. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 in the King James Version. The word of the Lord says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And so here it is, family. This is why the Lord gave me this series to share with you all. It's because we go from faith to faith. We are created to live by faith. Literally, we are created to live by faith from start to finish, every single day of our life, every moment of our life, and everything we do, everywhere we go. We are to live by faith. And so here is what God is saying in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. We cannot be ashamed to love God. We cannot be ashamed to serve God. We cannot be ashamed to trust God, to be committed to God, to commit our life to being in and maintaining a personal relationship with God, with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so when it comes to the kingdom of God, hallelujah, you have to function by faith in the kingdom of God, being a part of the kingdom of God. When it comes to the kingdom of God, you have to function by faith in the kingdom of God, being a part of the kingdom of God. And so once again, family, the power of faith is to turn your situation to your advantage. Faith through Christ is to turn your situation, having the power and the authority through Jesus Christ to turn your situation to your advantage. But remember, none of this can take place if you are not in faith. Why? Because there are things and ways about us that can contaminate our faith and make us non-effective for God, ourselves, and others. Listen, we want to be blessed, right? We want to live a blessed life. We want to accomplish our goals that we set. We want to accomplish the goals that God give us to set, to accomplish, right? We want to see the vision that God has downloaded in us come into fruition. Come on, we want to see every promise of God manifested in our life. And in order for those things to take place, we have to be in faith. We want to see our family blessed. Amen. We want to see our coworkers blessed. We want to see people that we pray for blessed. How many of you out there, you want to see people who are sick healed? You want to see people who are blind get their sight back? Come on, you want to see limbs grow back. You want to see teeth grow back, hair grow back. You want to see the, you want to experience and witness the impossible taking place where you are. Come on, we are created to press forward by faith. But none of these things can happen if we are not in faith, because there are things and ways about us that we allow at times that causes our faith to become contaminated, and which will affect what we believe. All right? And so we have to remain strong in faith. And so I'm only going to share one definition when it comes to contamination. I'm only going to share one definition tonight. And so to be contaminated is having been made impure by exposure to something or a polluting substance. All right? To be contaminated is having been made impure by exposure to something or a polluting substance. Family, it's to be infected or to infect by contact or association, all right? It's to infect or be infected by contact or association. And so, family, I got a question for you tonight. Who and what are you connected to and or are associated with? Come on, let's do an assessment tonight. Who and what are you connected to, and who and what are you associated with? Because there are things and ways about us that we allow at times to contaminate our faith, which will affect what we believe. And so how you position yourself and who and what you allow to take root in your life will determine how you press forward, will determine how you respond to situations, how you treat people, and the vibes you are implementing into your family, your community, everywhere you go, and in all that you do. And so when I say we'll determine the vibes you are implementing, because shout out to Pastors John and Kisha Coleman, the Kingdom Church International Ministries family, Empower People Church, my church family, and I thank God for them. We're in a new series this summer titled Holy Spirit Vibes, and we are presenting the question, who are you vibing with this summer? Come on, who are you vibing with this summer? What type of vibes are you implementing into your family, your community, everywhere you go and in all that you do? And see, the Holy Spirit wants to partnership with us. God wants a partnership with us because God wants to work through us to establish his kingdom in the earth. And so, family, we have to have the Holy Spirit. We have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so how you position yourself, who and what you allow to take root in your life will determine how you press forward, will determine how you respond to situations and how you treat people and the vibes you are implementing into your family, your community, everywhere you go and in all that you do. And so once again, God takes us from faith to faith. Why do God take us from faith to faith? Because God wants to get his principles, his kingdom established in the earth, and he chose us to do it. That's good news, family. Come on. God takes us from faith to faith because God wants to get his principles, his word, and his kingdom established in the earth. He wants his kingdom to come, his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And guess what? God chose us to do it? Is there any willing vessels out there tonight? Is there anybody willing to give God your yes? And not only are you willing to give God your yes, are you in position to be committed to the yes that you are going to give God? And so once again, family, let us do an assessment. And I got some questions for you. And if you can keep up with me, you can always come back to this live stream and re-listen to it and the rebroadcast on Blog Talk Radio and Radio Co. and listen to it. But check it out, family. I got some questions that I want to present to you tonight. If you can write them down, write them down. But for the sake of time, I only got an hour, so I want to keep it moving. And so the first, the questions that I want to present to you all tonight, let's do an assessment. What are you allowing to take root in your life that is blocking what God promised to be manifested and fulfilled in your life? Hallelujah. I preached a word the other day. It was in John chapter 16, verses, I believe, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to find it right now. I'm going to find it very quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me find it real quick, family. God is so good. God is so amazing. Here it is. John chapter 16, verses 5 to 7. And the title was, what must leave in order for what's promised to come? Because Jesus told the disciples, he said, listen. He said, listen, I got to go back to who sent me. He said, I got to go back to God. And he says, y'all don't even understand what I'm telling you. And instead of you understanding what I'm telling you, he says, you're grieving. And he says, I have to go back because, he says, I have to go back so that the promise of the Holy Spirit will be fulfilled. And he says, if I don't go back, the Holy Spirit won't come. But it's best for you that I do go back so the Holy Spirit can come. And so the Lord is saying, listen, what are you allowing to take root in your life that is blocking what God promised to be fulfilled in your life? The revelation is what must leave in order for what's promised to come. And so I present the question to you tonight. What are you allowing to take root in your life that is blocking what God promised to be manifested and fulfilled in your life? See, the disciples in John chapter 10, they were grieved that Jesus said he had to leave in order for the Holy Spirit to come. See, they wasn't in faith. They were in their emotions. And because they were in their feelings and their emotions, they were not in faith. They did not position themselves to be prepared to receive at that time, right before Jesus' crucifixion. They were not preparing to receive what God promised, which was the Holy Spirit. They were not preparing for him to come. They were too busy in their feelings because of what Jesus said. And so you got to do an assessment tonight. What are you allowing to take root in your life that is blocking what God promised to be manifested and fulfilled in your life? What is blocking what God wants to do through you and for you? Here's another question. What is it really that is holding you back? Let's do an assessment, family. What are you allowing to take root in your life that is blocking what God promised to be in fulfillment? What is blocking what God wants to do through you and for you? Listen, what is it really that is holding you back? Is it your feelings and your emotions? Come on, let's get into it. Is it something someone did to you that's causing you to hold a grudge? Come on, family, let's get into it. We're going to call them out tonight, and we're going to do an assessment. What needs to happen in order for you to press forward in the direction God leading you in? Come on, let's do an assessment tonight. What needs to happen in order for you to press forward in the direction God wants to lead you in? Come on, I got two more questions. What is it that you need to let go of that you've been holding on to? What is it that you need to let go of that you've been holding on to? And the last question, what needs to change in your life? If you are able to get those questions, family, listen. Listen, review those questions and do an assessment so that you can press forward in the right way, all right, which is by faith. Listen, you can email me at connectwithministermarrow@gmail.com, connectwithmin.marrow@gmail.com. Send me an email, and I'll send you those questions so that you can do an assessment so that you can really press forward in the way that God has created you to. Letting go what you need to let go, all right? Not allowing certain people, places, and things to take root in your life, promise to be fulfilled in your life, to be fulfilled. And so let's press forward tonight. And so as those questions marinate, and you take time to do your assessment so that you can properly align yourself with God, family, one thing that can really contaminate your faith, family, is doubt. And that's what we're going to get into tonight. The one thing that can really contaminate your faith is doubt. Come on, anybody ever doubted God? Anybody ever had doubt? Anybody ever had a moment of doubt? I believe it would be okay to say that all of us have had a moment or two of doubt in our lifetime. And so the word doubt can, you know, I'm going to break down what it means. Doubt means to be uncertain about something, to believe that something may not be true or is unlikely. Here it is. To have no confidence in someone or something is doubt. Come on. Have you ever doubted God? Have you ever had a moment of doubt where you allowed yourself to become stagnant, where you allowed yourself to be held back because you doubted what God is able to do in your life, because you doubted what God promised to do in your life, because you doubted that God was able to do what you asked him to do? And so the word doubt means to be uncertain about something, to believe that something may not be true or is unlikely, to have no confidence in someone or something is doubt. All right? Doubt is a feeling of uncertainty. Doubt is also a lack of conviction. Doubt is also a lack of conviction. Not having the Holy Spirit, being baptized with and receiving the Holy Spirit, or not taking heed to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Doubt is also a lack of conviction. Having doubt can also cause you to be fearful or afraid. Let's break it down tonight. Having doubt can also cause you to be fearful or afraid. As I shared with you all in part one of this series, it's not good to operate in fear, because fear will cripple you. Fear can contaminate your faith. Fear can stagnate you. Fear can paralyze you and hold you back. Fear will literally take your faith away. Fear will literally take your faith away and leave you stuck and destroy your confidence. This is what fear will do. Fear will take your faith away, leave you stuck, and destroy your confidence in God. Doubt does the same thing. Doubt does the same thing. Fear and doubt can go hand in hand, working together to block you from the greater God wants you to enjoy and even establish in the earth. I'm talking about our assignment. The greater that God has in store for us is also our assignment, created to advance God's kingdom in the earth. And so doubt and fear, they work together. They go hand in hand. They're a team. And they're focused on blocking you from the greater that God has in store for you. The spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt. But you got power in what you say to bind them up so that you can break out of how you feel and press forward by faith. You should not. Never allow doubt and fear to block you from the greater that God has in store for you, from the greater that God wants you to enjoy, even establishing the earth, advancing God's kingdom. So this is where we are, family. This is why we have to go from faith to faith. We have to live by faith. We have to move by faith. Everything we do has to be done by faith. When you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, when you accept Jesus into your life, you have to accept him by faith. You have to believe that he died for your sins and that he rose again with all power, that he's so real and so alive today, that he took your place, that he died so that you can have life and life more abundantly. that he redeemed you, that he reconciled you back to the Father, that he put you in right standing with God. You got to live by faith, because you can't receive from God unless you are in faith. There are times where God will show favor and he'll just do something for us because he's God like that, because he's good like that, because he loves us that much. He'll just take care of stuff for us. He'll just make ways. He'll just provide. But there are times in your life where you will go through something where you are going to have to be in faith in order to break out of it. And so, family, it is trials and tribulation in the life of God's children that refines our trust in God and increases our dependence upon the Lord. The personal difficulties and dangers that we face in our everyday life and our reaction to the distresses and despair of others is often the determining fact of whether we hold fast to what we believe, believing in Jesus Christ's sufficient strength that he freely provides and pours into us, or whether we allow seeds of doubt to darken our hearts to the goodness of God. I come to encourage you tonight to not allow seeds of doubt to darken your heart to the goodness of God. Come on, do another assessment tonight. God has been too good. He's been better than good. God has been better to you than you've been to yourself. And you cannot allow seeds of doubt to darken your heart to the goodness of God. You cannot allow doubt to make you believe that God has not been good to you. You cannot allow the spirit of doubt to make you feel like you can't press forward, to doubt that God will provide for you, to doubt that God can heal you, to doubt that God can deliver you. You got to break out of how you feel, rise up, and press forward by faith. Those who have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, we've been through too much, and we've seen the hand of God at work through it all, working every situation out for our good. There's no way we can doubt God. We've seen God work. We've seen God show up in our lives, which is why we should not allow ourselves to be at a place of doubt. Day, no day of our life should we allow ourselves to be at a place of doubt. You have to have a made up mind that you will not allow what you see to dictate what you believe. Can I say it again? You have to have a made up mind that you will not allow what you see to dictate what you believe, because we are created to walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. That is a lifetime verse for me. That is the foundation of this ministry of Purpose Kingdom Network. I believe that's the foundation of all of our ministries. Purpose Kingdom Network, by Faith Be Good Ministry Incorporated, every ministry that God has assigned to us, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, ought to be part of the foundation of that ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, family, despite the lies the enemy tries to throw at you, you have to stand firm on what God said in his word. And that's how you press forward by faith. That's how you walk by faith and not by sight, when you stand firm on what God said in his word. I'm not going to press forward according to what I see. I'm not going to press forward according to how I feel. I'm going to press forward according to what God said in his word. I may feel like I'm tired, but the Lord said that his joy is my strength. And if I can just break out of how I feel, my strength will begin to be renewed, and I begin to become stronger and stronger. Come on, family, let's press forward by faith tonight. It may look like you're in a struggle, feel like you're in a struggle, but Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. It may look like I don't have something, but in the real reality of the situation is I'm rich. I got it all. Who my father is. My Father, God in heaven, he's rich in houses and land. He's rich in everything that I need, rich in strength, rich in his grace, rich in his mercy, rich in his favor, rich in his love, rich in provision, rich in good health. He's rich in everything that I need. And because I'm attached to him, because I have a personal relationship with him, because I take ownership of being God's child, everything that God has, I have. No matter what it looks like when the bills are due. Don't doubt God. Sometimes we get frustrated because that's something else that can contaminate your faith, but we'll get into that another time. But sometimes you can get frustrated because what you need is not available when you want it to be available. But sometimes God will allow us to wait because that will position us to learn how to trust him. I'm teaching good tonight because the Holy Ghost is leading me. God gets all the glory. Sometimes God will allow us to wait so that we can learn how to trust him, that we can actually learn how to have a relationship with him, so that we can actually learn how to depend on him. Just like he did with Martha and Mary in the book of John when they sent for Jesus because Lazarus was sick. And he was getting ready to die. Jesus showed up 4 days later, and they felt some type of way. They said, if you would have been here, our brother would not have died. But then Martha checked herself because I believe she got a revelation, and she reminded herself of who God was. Because in verse 22, I believe it's in John chapter 11, and verse 22, she says, even now I know that whatever you ask God, he's going to do it. Jesus told them, he said, listen, take me to your brother Lazarus. He said, where is he? Take me to him. He said, your brother will rise again. And Martha thought Jesus was talking about on the last day when Jesus returned after his ascension back to heaven. She said, yeah, on the last day, he's going to rise again with all the other dead people. He said, no, Jesus, he exceeded her expectation. He told her, take me to where your brother is. And she did not know that Jesus was going to raise him in that moment. So family, we cannot allow ourselves to doubt God because God has been too good. He's been too good to us. And so let's stay on track. So here it is. We're going to get into, this is the scripture the Lord gave me when it comes to doubt. This is a scripture the Lord gave me when it comes to doubt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8 in the King James Version. The word of the Lord says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth, here it is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let's read those same verses in the New Living Translation. James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8, the word of the Lord says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. God will not rebuke you, family. He will not chastise you for asking for what you need. He says he will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world. And they are unstable in everything they do. Listen, family, Your loyalty cannot be divided. Your faith cannot be divided. Your faith has to be in God alone. When you go to God in prayer, you have to be confident in who God is. You have to be fully assured that God is able to do what you're requesting him to do. The reality of the matter is God already knows what you need before you even open your mouth, as he said in Matthew 6 and 8. But at the end of the day, you have a relationship with God. When you have a relationship with someone, you communicate with them. You check on them. You spend time with them, right? And so you go to God in prayer to let God know what's happening in your life and how you need him to show up. How you acknowledge God is how he's going to show up. If you acknowledge him as your provider, he's going to show up as your provider. You acknowledge him as your healer, he's going to show up as your healer. If you acknowledge him as your deliverer, he's going to show up as your deliverer. But your loyalty and your faith cannot be divided between God and the world. Let me help you. Let me give you an example. You can't pray to God and ask him for a financial blessing and then turn around and go apply for a loan. I'll be real with you tonight. You can't sit up here and ask God for a financial increase and turn around and go apply for a loan. What God wants to give you, you ain't going to have to pay it back. What God wants to give you, you're not going to have to struggle to get it. You may have to wait because God wants you to trust him. But what God gives you is always greater than what this world could never give you. And so here it is, family, going to God in prayer is being fully assured that you will get an answer. Going to God in prayer is being fully assured that you will get an answer. When you ask your Heavenly Father for wisdom, when you ask your Heavenly Father for whatever you need, he promises in his word to give it to you without finding fault. He promises to give it to you without finding fault. Guys, God's wisdom will kick in every situation, even when you naturally think you are not prepared to get through particular issues and challenges. Even when you think you can't get through particular issues and challenges, as children of God, we use God's wisdom for kingdom purposes, to do his will, to make the right and better decision, and to properly manage all that we have been given by God. That's what we use God's wisdom for. But this only happens when we are loyal and we keep our faith strong in God alone. Hallelujah. Because God is not only our only source, hallelujah, but he is also all that we need. God is not only the only source for us, but he is the only source for all that we need, and he himself is all that we need. The Lord gave me a word a long time ago, earlier on, and when I started out in ministry, I preached a sermon. God gave me title, "If God is all you have, then you have all you need." If God is all you have, then you have all you need. All things are possible with God, and nothing is beyond his power. Nothing is beyond God's power. When you have faith that doesn't waver, having unwavering faith, you give thanks for the answer from the moment you ask and make your request known to God, looking forward to the fulfillment with great expectations. The moment you ask God for something, you ought to say thank you because it's already done. When you stay focused and genuinely believe, when you press forward by faith, you press forward knowing that what you declared and decreed and requested of God, it's already done in Jesus' name. Having strong faith is necessary in order to press forward towards what God has in store for you. Unwavering faith is to count those things that be not as though they are. There is no need for God's children to be trapped in fear, weakness, poverty, or despair. No need for you to be trapped in fear, weakness, poverty, or despair. No need for you to be trapped in doubt. receive from God, we must believe and hold tightly to and protect our faith without wavering. In Hebrews 10 and 23, we got to hold tightly to, hold fast to our faith. Family, in the same way that faith and fear cannot coexist, faith and doubt cannot coexist. Now, I'm getting ready to go a little deep, and I'm probably going to step on some people's toes when I get into this next part. Hallelujah. Because I want to focus on faith without root. Yeah, faith without root. When you're faith, you will have moments of doubt. You will have moments of uncertainty. But you got to have faith that is strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And so what do I mean by faith without root? Let's get into Luke chapter 8 and verse 13 in the King James Version. Watch what the Lord says. He says, they on the rock say, which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Here's what he says. They on the rock are they which when they hear and receive the word with joy, and these have not root, which for a while believe, and in temptation fall away. Let's read that same verse in the New Living Translation, Luke chapter 8 and verse 13. The word of the Lord says, the seeds on the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while, then they fall away when they face temptation. What is God saying? God is saying when you hear the word of the Lord, you're excited about it. When you receive the word of the Lord, you receive it with joy. But soon the issue comes your way, your faith falls away. Soon temptation comes your way, your faith is no good. How many times have we been in church and we've been excited because of the word that was going forth, but soon as we left and went back home, the joy that we had in the church building was no longer the joy that we had when we got back home. You got faith without roots. Your faith is not established. Your faith is not settled. God is showing us that you can have faith and still be all over the place. And have faith one moment and the next moment be in doubt. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 13, Jesus spoke of having faith without root. It is the type of faith that springs up quickly. You got faith when you hear the word of God. It springs up quickly and beautifully, but because at times many people's faith in God has no depth. Their faith is weakened and falls just as quickly when temptation and trials come along. You got faith when you hear the word of God, but soon the situation arises, your faith is no more. It's one thing to have faith when you are hearing a good word from the Lord being spoken, but will you still have that same faith when trials and temptations and tough times come? That's why Jesus is showing us in Luke chapter 8 and verse 13 that having faith without root is because the soil has been has not been adequately prepared. The soil has not been adequately prepared by digging and searching for the knowledge and guidance and truth that is found in the word of God. Soil got to be prepared adequately. The foundation on which you stand has to be prepared adequately by getting into God's word so that you can receive the knowledge of God, so that you can receive guidance from God, so that you can receive God's truth, so that you can receive the word of God, that you can stand firm in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. And so that's why God told us in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, in the King James Version, he says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. He's telling us to be grounded in the word of God and to be rooted in our relationship with Christ. In Colossians chapter 2, Paul says not only is it important to have a Christ-centered life, but he also shows us how to continue in the calling that you and I have over our lives. That is to be rooted in Jesus Christ. Because when you think about roots, roots provide stability for a tree and also gathers nutrients in order for the plant and tree to continually grow. Roots provide stability. It gathers the nutrients needed for the tree to grow. And so, family, in order to make sure our faith is not contaminated, we have to be rooted in who Jesus Christ is. How? How do we be rooted in who Jesus Christ is? By having a personal relationship with him. We have to be rooted in Jesus Christ. How? Through daily discipline, like reading the Bible, the word of God, praying, having a prayer life, worshiping God for who he is, and seeking God daily for knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and his instructions through the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's how we be rooted in Christ. Discipline, reading God's word, having a prayer life, going to God in prayer, worshiping God for who he is, giving God praise in spite of what's happening in your life, and seeking God at all times, every single day of your life, for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and his instructions through the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so, family, I want to take this moment to extend an invitation to you to accept Jesus Christ into your life. But you have to believe and not be in doubt. You have to believe and not be in doubt. Before we close this out tonight, there's somebody out there that's looking for a better way to live. You're looking for a better way to handle your situation. You're looking for a better way to overcome. You're looking for a better way to prosper. You're looking for a better way to live a blessed life. You're looking for a better way to be delivered from bad habits and addictions and certain lifestyles and people, places, and things. You're looking for a better way. I've come to tell you tonight that that way is Jesus Christ. He is the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way that you need to choose tonight, because falling in love with Jesus, making the decision to fall in love with him, making the decision to accept Christ into your life, into your heart tonight, is the best decision that you will literally ever make in your life. There's no decision that will be better than this one. And I tell you all the time, anytime you're presented with an opportunity to accept Christ, that is the moment to accept him. Not wait for Sunday, not wait for another day. Now is the time. The word of the Lord says in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans 10 and 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me help you tonight. It don't matter what your past is. It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter where you come from. It don't matter your race, your nationality. It don't matter the places you've been, the people you hung around. It don't matter where you are today and what you're dealing with. It don't matter. Because if you call on the name of Jesus right now by faith, believing in who he is, what he's done for you and what he's able to do, that he is so real and so alive that he died for your sins so that you can be forgiven and have life and life more abundantly, having eternal life, and believing that he's able to work everything out for you that you will ever go through in your life, he'll show up for you. So if that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Don't be scared, family. And don't worry about what other people are going to say or how other people are going to feel. You got to make the decision that's best for you. And this is that decision. Repeat after me. Say, family. No, I'm sorry. Repeat after me. Say, Father. Father, forgive me. For I have sinned and falling short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ rose with all power. And I believe that Jesus Christ is so real and so alive. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. And have your way so that I live according to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you just repeated that prayer after me without hesitating, without procrastinating, without doubting, without being fearful, without being in your feelings, if you fully believe in what you just prayed, you just got saved. And that's all it takes. And this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And despite of the challenges, despite what comes your way, family, with God, you will never be disappointed. He says in Romans 10 and 11 that those who trust in him, those who take heed to his word, will never be disappointed in their expectations. Read it in the King James, the New Living, and the Amplified Version. It's going to bless you. Romans chapter 10, verse 11. And so, family, we encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the word of God. Y'all can encourage and inspire each other to press forward by faith. I'm going to ask Pastor Toy to come on with our announcements, and then we're going to come back. I'm going to come back and close out with the rest of what God has given so that we can all press forward by faith.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Did y'all hear that word coming from the man of God tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Things that contaminate your faith. We are in part four of By Faith We Good series with host Minister Bernard Marrow. Things that contaminate your faith. And we invite you, you can come back on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Type in By Faith We Good, and you can hear the series in its entirety thus far from part one through four. You do not, if you missed any of it, I'm telling you, it's worth going back and listening to so you can have the full understanding of the message. And if you didn't miss any of it, still worth going back and hearing again. Amen. We, by faith, would like to welcome those of you who we believe gave your life to Christ this evening to the kingdom of God. We praise God for you. We encourage you to find the Bible Believing, Teaching, Preaching Sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. If you do not know of a sanctuary that you could go to, please feel free to either email us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Again, that's purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Let us know your location, and we will find the closest one to you. Or you can contact us via our webpage at www.pknradio.com. Again, that's www.pknradio.com. Either way, we would love to be a blessing to you in that area. We invite you to join in with us on Sunday evening at 8 p.m., Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a little talk with Jesus. with host evangelist Trina Lindsay Hurston. You do not want to miss this prayer warrior of God. You can email us your prayer request. You can go on the webpage, contact us that way to give us your prayer request. You can also hit us up on any of our social media pages with prayer requests on Facebook or LinkedIn. That will be Purpose Kingdom. On Instagram and Twitter, it will be Purpose_Kingdom. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you who joined in with us this evening. Minister Bernard Marrow, a blessed, wonderful word from the Lord this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. And so, family, we encourage you all to please engage with Purpose Kingdom Network. Shout out to our CEO, Pastor Tori Daly. She does such an amazing God. She does such an amazing job as she serves our amazing God. And so, family, she's so dedicated, and we thank her for all that she does to keep Purpose Kingdom Network going. Shout out to the whole Purpose Kingdom Network family. We are a family. We are assigned by God to give you a word from the Lord nightly throughout the week to help you press forward by faith. Family, if you don't do anything else, you have to press forward by faith. All right? And so let's close it out. And so things that contaminate your faith, there are things and ways about us that really can contaminate our faith. And this is what this series is all about. And I know I get excited sometimes, I yell, but I pray that you understand everything that has been spoken, that it has been received, that I'm articulating it properly for you all, because there are really so many different things and ways in this world that can contaminate our faith. And if there's anything that we should not do, we should not be allowing our faith to be contaminated. If there's anything that makes us effective for God first, for ourselves and for others, for our families, it's having faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. And so here it is, in closing, we have a vicious enemy that is seeking to shipwreck our faith in the goodness of God. I'm going to take my time, if you can bear with me for a few minutes. We have a vicious enemy that is seeking to shipwreck our faith in the goodness of God. And the strategy is to plant seeds of doubt in the mind of all believers so their life is not, watch this, so their life is not fruitful, nor honoring the Lord who brought them into this world. But the trials and tribulations that are designed by the enemy to unsteady our faith can be used as a catalyst to strengthen our trust in God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, the trials and tribulations that are designed by the enemy to unsteady our faith can be used as a catalyst to strengthen our trust in God. If we will but persevere in his sufficient strength for this brings honor to our Father. If we will just persevere, come on, family, in the beginning of this week, I believe, and last week, I did a mini series with you all. For those of you who received the morning text ministry, and for those of you who tune into the Daily Post on social media, we've been in James chapter 1, verse 12 for a few days, and we learned that we have to remain faithful to God. We have to persevere, because those who persevere in the midst of trial and temptation, God rewards us. And so when we persevere in God's sufficient strength, no matter what the enemy throws our way, this brings honor to our Father in heaven and an eternal reward for those that patiently endure. We do not have the capacity to stand firm in this evil day in our own strength. Can I say it again? We do not have the capacity to stand firm in this evil day in our own strength. But Christ, But Jesus Christ has promised that his grace is sufficient. Come on, let's close. And when we do hold fast to the precious promises of God and remain anchored to the truth of his holy word, we will not be tossed about like the wave of the sea. Not be in doubt, but we will be anchored to the truth of God's sufficient grace. Somebody ought to shout, devil, you can't make me doubt God because I know too much about him. You ought to shout where you are. Come on, let's close out strong tonight. You ought to shout where you are. Devil, you can't make me doubt God because I know too much about him. I know God as my healer. I know God as my way maker. I know God as my provider. I know God as my refuge and my fortress, my place of safety. Is there anybody out there tonight that can agree with me tonight and shout, nothing can make me doubt God. Nobody can make me doubt God. No trial, no situation, no temptation, no scheme, no plot, no attack of the devil can make me block my blessings, can make me doubt God because I know him. I know God for myself. I know him to be a very present help in a time of trouble. I know God to be a very present help at all times. God will help you financially in every situation, family. God will help you overcome every obstacle and press through every challenge. God will help you to be steadfast and unmovable. Family, I've come to encourage you all tonight. Never doubt, only believe. Never doubt, but only believe. God will, and always, he will take care of you. Family, never doubt, but only believe. Remain faithful to God and strong in faith because God will always take care of you. Family, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to build your confidence in who God is. I want you to build your confidence in God's word. I want you to build your confidence in what God promised you and decree and declare tonight. Devil, you can't make me doubt God. Everything you throw at me, I'm overcoming. Every challenge that's set before me, I'm a press through it. I am a child of the Most High God with no limitations. I am victorious. I am an overcomer. I am triumphant. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. I'm a lender and not the borrower. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. I'm a peculiar people. I belong to God. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are his works. I'm perfected in Christ, and I do not forsake the work of his hands. I'll allow the work of God's hands. I need the work of God's hands. I desire the work of God's hands. Why? Because the Lord is good, and his mercy endure forever. Because I'm secured in God's hands. I'd rather be in God's hands. There's no place I'd rather be than in the hands of God. And so I'm going to rise up tonight. I'm not going to doubt, but I'm going to move by faith. Never doubt, only believe things that contaminate your faith. Don't let your faith be contaminated, family. Don't let your faith be contaminated. Get into the word of God. I tell my wife, I tell people all the time, do what you got to do. Turn your favorite gospel song on. Get to your favorite verse. Come on, you got to get. Let me share this and then we're done. Listen, God said in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so here it is, family. Let me help you tonight. When you get into God's word, you reassure yourself. You reassure yourself. When you get into God's word, you receive reassurance. You reassure yourself concerning who God is and what he's able to do for you and even through you, what God desires to do through you. You feed your faith. You nourish your faith with God's word. When you get in God's word, you are reminding yourself of what God said. So in a moment of doubt, when you are dealing with a financial struggle and you are having a moment of doubt just because of the lies the enemy is throwing at you, just because of what other people are saying, just because of how the situation looks, just because of how you feel, you got to get into God's word in Philippians 4 and 19 and remind yourself, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. And there's no limit to what God can do. God is perfect in all his ways. He does all things well. He makes no mistakes. He is sovereign. And I don't care how long you've been waiting. Guess what? God is never late. He is always on time. In spite of how long you've been waiting or what you've been waiting for, guess what? You're still on track for what God has in store for you because God is never late. He is always on time. Never doubt. Always only believe in God and in his word. I love you, family. God bless you. Y'all already know, by faith be good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And I look forward to reconnecting with you all next month as we continue to go through this series of things that can contaminate your faith. Listen, we're going to be on this series for a while. I'm not going to let it go until the Lord tell me to. There's so many things in this world that can contaminate your faith. We done already dealt with fear. We done already dealt with pressure, being under pressure. We done dealt with worrying. We done dealt with wrongful thinking, negative thinking. We done dealt with wrongful speaking. We done dealt with earlier in this month, bitterness, being bitter. And tonight we dealt with doubt. But there's so many other things that can contaminate your faith. And if you give me 1 minute, I'm going to just run through them, family, because I want you to know the Lord has given me an assignment to make sure that you have a full understanding of the things that can contaminate your faith so that you don't allow them to contaminate your faith. And that is the purpose of this series, is for you to have a full understanding of what can contaminate your faith so that you don't allow them to contaminate your faith. And so some of the other things that can contaminate your faith is jealousy, envy, strife, malice, hatred, unforgiveness, disobedience. Here it is, lack of prayer, lack of praise and worship, lack of faithfulness, not being consistent, not remaining faithful to God, anxiety, depression, frustration, division, slander, and so much more. So I'm going to stay in this series until God tells me to move. We're going to get into this. We're going to find out what contaminates our faith so that we can make sure our faith is not contaminated. I love you, family. God bless you. I'll see y'all next month. I'm out.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.